Namo Buddhaya. Welcome to another video. We all know that it is really, really difficult to find our own mistakes and our own faults and correct them. But it is really easy to point out other people's mistakes and find other people's faults. This is one lesson that my parents taught me when I was a child. They said, "Son, when you point one finger towards others, there are three fingers pointing at you. Sometimes there are many mistakes in ourselves, but we keep on finding other people's faults, other people's mistakes." But we all know that we should stop finding faults in others, but it is really difficult. Why is it is difficult? It is because of this habit, the mental pattern of finding faults in others. Luckily, this is a habit which we can change, which we can take control and stop it. So there are a few things that we have to understand and we have to realize to stop finding faults on others and be more focused on ourselves. In Dhammapada, verse number 50, the Buddha says, "Naparesang vilomani, naparesang katakatang, attanova avikkeya, katani akatani cha." One should not find other people's faults. One should not find what good or bad others have done or not have done. Rather, one should find what mistakes and what good or bad things that one has done or has not done. So this is how to be focused on ourselves. Once you realize that no one in this world is perfect, then it is very easy to understand about why they make mistakes and why people keep doing wrong things. Most of the time, we used to complain why they are doing this, right? Why people are behaving like this? Why can't they behave like me? Why can't they be like me? But turns out that no one can be like you. Do not expect people to be like you. Okay? People are people. People are different, one person to another, and that is what makes this human life and human world so much beautiful, because there is this vibrant difference between people. In each and every human-made thing, there is an error. So back in those days, when we were learning physics, we used to calculate all the things and measurements. And when we are doing it, we calculate one thing that is called the human error. Okay, what is it? The human error. That means the nature of humans is that there is an error always. And that error is not a bad thing. It is not always a bad thing. Sometimes it is the most beautiful thing in this world. Okay, so understand that no one is perfect and no one can be like you and no one can behave according to all the way that you want, because people are living in their own worlds, in their own lives. They have their own dislikes and likes, so they live according to those intentions and emotions. So we have to understand that no one is perfect in this world. And also understand that everyone is struggling in this life, right? There is this unsatisfied nature in everyone's life, isn't it? This is one thing that we have to understand. This is one of the major teachings in Buddhism. The Buddha says that realize that there is this unsatisfied nature in your life, right? Understand it as it is. And once you realize that there is this unsatisfied nature in your mind, you can relate it to other people as well. Same as I am unsatisfied and same as I am suffering in my life, other people's are also suffering. Other people's are also struggling in their life. So they will make mistakes. They will do wrong things. So these are the things that we have to understand, just to not to find faults on others, but to rather be focused on our mistakes and our doings and non-doings. So understand these things. And also, there's one thing. Now, By saying this, should you forget all the mistakes that other people do and just focus on yourself? I would say no. Because there are people in your life that you should find faults. You should care about the mistakes that they do. They are the people who live closely to your life. They are the people who love you most. They are the people who you love most. Always remember, when you see such people's mistakes, there is a way to correct them. Okay? It is okay to find the faults on those people, but there is a way to approach them. There is a way to correct them. Do not choose the easiest way to correct other people's mistake. What is the easiest way? Using the anger and using the violence to correct mistakes on other people. This is not a productive way. If you truly love someone, if you truly care about other people's life, their life, you should approach them to correct their mistake in a more productive way. So you should think, what is the most productive way that I can correct their mistakes? Not to just to hold on to their not to make them hold on to their own mistakes and keep on doing it. Not just to make them more stubborn on their mistake. So when you consider about that, you find the easiest way and you find the correct way to approach them. The best way to correct someone's mistake is to speak to them privately, not in publicly. Speak to them privately and just explain what mistakes that they are doing. Okay? And explain the consequences of the mistakes. And also, you have to praise and you have to appreciate the good things that they do. The more you see the good side and the bright side of the people, it is very easy to approach them and correct their mistakes. The more we see the negative side or the dark side of the people, here's one thing happen: you lose the ability to communicate. Because we are reminiscing and we just keep thinking about that or the negative idea or the negative point of that person and just forget about the strengths and all the abilities of that person that we can praise and we can appreciate. And by appreciating that, we can correct that little mistakes in them. So that is why just be more focused on the good side and the bright side of the people. So keep these points in your mind and live happily by seeing the good of other people and by seeing the wonder of this world. Namo Buddhaya.